Welcome to a tiny episode of the tiny TV series that we do. I always mess it up. I'm Brittany High.
I'm Rob Schulte, and I'm not without mess ups.
I think
it happens
always,
to me.
You always get it right, and I always get it wrong.
But think of all the other things I screw up on this show that you have to be like, Rob, no, you missed something.
Yeah, it's like a lot.
I'm always like, remember the last scene? And you're like, we have like 17 more scenes before that.
Yeah. So you're listening to tiny TV episode. It's like Saturday morning cartoons, except for there's no visuals, there's no cereal, and it's just two friends talking.
Yeah, it's a really good way to ease into your Saturdays.
Yes.
Especially if you've had like a big party, you know, the night before. A lot of times people party on Fridays.
Well, party. You know. I mean, it's funny because you can't have people over right now. But yes.
Well, I mean like a mental party.
A mental party. Yeah, my boyfriend's birthday was yesterday and I had to share this with you. I know, you missed it. Just kidding.
HBD.
Because, you know, we love TV so much, one of our favorite shows, I mean, because we have billion D favorite shows, but I think our most important show is Grey's Anatomy because it's 16 seasons and we watch them all in the last year. Quarantine's
wow.
A time. I know.
Yes.
I know. And in fact, in the episode with Mia and Shauna, I divulge that we are on season 12, and that was in March. But we have since finished four seasons, and we are done. We're all caught up. We're hankering for more Grey's Anatomy. We love, oh my gosh, so many feelings. But because quarantine, and I have all this time and stuff, and birthdays, you know how I feel about birthdays. I just thought a really fun, kooky gift would be, we've been playing a lot of games, too. Like,
oh, man, I'm through with the games.
You're over the games, but...
Sorry, what'd you do?
I made a Grey's Anatomy-themed Guess Who game.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And you know what I like about that is I haven't seen the show, but I already know that everyone's going to have a distinct enough look that's going to work. I mean, oh, there's so many people on that show.
What I was thinking, because we're really deep in it, deep in the lore, is that it would be like, have you ever dated Jackson Avery?
Whoa.
Are you dead?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's
dude, that is, you are like the ultimate gift giver.
I really am. It's my love language.
It's true. It's so true.
It's true. So what's your love language?
Mine is sarcasm.
Ooh.
No. It is not at all. I learned my lesson.
Okay.
But no, I don't know. I think mine is probably words of affirmation.
Oh, that's totally you. You're a great friend.
Yeah, I try. I try. And I like to have them given as well.
Right.
So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, should we talk about last week's episode
first? Yeah, let's talk about last week's episode.
Okay, so we had Mia and Shauna on, like we were stating earlier. Mia Iverson works with Shauna McGarry. You know, we stated this. They write for Katie Keene. They're great. They're lovely. But Mia has an encyclopedic knowledge of ER.
She really does.
A knowledge of a television show that I did not know a human could have. Like, I know Frasier pretty well, and you know Home Improvement pretty well, but like... It was insane. I loved her story about hiding behind the couch, and that's how it like helped her grow her bond with the show and moving and all of the personal reasons. But like, she is a storyteller, and that's why she writes for TV, and it showed. I think
I agree, and I had told her after we recorded that she should have an ER podcast that she hosts that's called From Behind the Couch, and she was like, that's good. And I was like, I know.
We should get her set up with that podcast and then call it a Pink Jeans production.
Let's do it. Mia, the offer's on the table. Now, so it was Shauna's idea to have Mia on the show, and I'm so glad that she did, but honestly, I didn't get enough Shauna.
Oh, yeah.
What is enough Shauna? So we will actually have Shauna back later on in the season to do Lois and Clark. It's a funny episode. It's so good. You're going to laugh a lot. But also you get to see Shauna hear from, I guess.
You get to see Shauna shine.
You really do. You really do. But we're so appreciative to me and Shauna for the ER episode. And guess who we get to talk to next episode? It's my friend and yours, Tim Barnes.
Tim. It was really great having Tim on. And, you know, I would be lying if I didn't say I was a little taken aback when he said he wanted to cover an episode of The Cosby Show.
Same. I was like, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
TV reference.
No, I'm not aware. But it's great because we address the elephant in the room. We cover the show, warts and all.
Yeah. I mean, we address everything. Well, no, we don't address everything. We address
Bill Cosby's crimes.
Yes. But we're also able to enjoy the content. And there's Muppets on the episode. It's just like,
hell yes,
not the Muppets that you know and love. It's like some messed up one-off Muppets. You'll hear more about it next week. It's definitely, I was gonna say it's worth watching, but I'm like, is it?
I would say listen to the podcast episode. If you feel like we didn't explain it thoroughly enough, yeah, I'm sure you can find the show somewhere.
You really can. So you're on vacation, so I'll let you get back to the sunshine, put on your sunglasses, run around with the dog, give your girlfriend a hug for me.
I will. I'm currently doing that. All of those things right now.
Oh, well, I'll
running
let
around
you get
with
back
the dog,
to it.
Giving my girlfriend. All right. Well, thanks, Britt. This has been another great Tiny TV.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, dude.
Bye.